If somebody, you know, is sort of, you think somebody is shiftless and he doesn't go out and do anything, you say, well, so-and-so just did what yesterday? He just stayed in bed the whole day. You say he...
He just goofed off.
Okay, well, no, what's another way of saying he stayed in bed the whole day? He...
Loafed.
Okay, would you say...
But of course, that wouldn't mean he stayed in bed all day.
Yeah, well, what would mean lay, you know, sort of stayed in bed all day or didn't get up?
I don't know what it would say.
Would you say lay in bed or lay to bed or
yeah.
Which one?
Stay. I probably would say he just stayed in bed.
Okay. All right. Maybe you have a nightmare or something like that, and you get up the next morning and you tell somebody what it was that you...
had a dream.
Well, you tell them what you...
What I dreamed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then maybe, just as a hypothetical thing, you'd say, well, I dreamed I was falling, but before I hit the ground, I...
woke up.
Okay. The, what do you call it when you do this in a large... This, I'm doing this politely, but, but if you do this real hard, this is...
Stomp.
Okay. Before a baby is able to walk, he gets about by doing what?
Crawls.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it anything else or hear it called anything else?
I don't think I ever called anything else.
The, if a, maybe a young man and a young woman had come to a dance or something like that, each of them on his own, and they get along pretty well during the dance and everything, and what's he liable to ask her at the end of the dance? Say, can I,
If he can take her home.
Okay. I think we got this earlier, but let's see. In here somewhere. It's trouble to write all this stuff down and didn't get a chance to. There's frequently, so you don't, here it is. A lot of times in the old days, when they had the dirt roads, they get muddy and everything.
Yeah.
You'd have to get out and do what?
Walk.
Well, or if you wanted to take your vehicle with you, you'd have to get out and.
Push.
Yeah. Okay. The. Maybe you went down to the railroad station and you couldn't find a red cap. You got all this luggage. And
mm-hmm.
What did you have to do to your luggage? Just
you just had to carry it yourself.
Yeah. Okay. maybe you've made a brand new cake or pie or something like that for guests, and you have a 4-year-old really just sitting there grueling to get a piece of this. We're liable to tell him, say, don't you. You want to keep this pristine,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Having little slices out of their fingerprints or anything. So don't you dare.
And you want him to stay out of that cake, huh?
That's right. What are you liable to say? Don't you even...
touch it.
Yeah, okay. in children's games, did they ever have anything, maybe a tree or something like that, where you're in children's games that you'd reach and maybe score a point or something like that or win? Or
yeah.
What was that called?
Let's see. I just can't think of. Yeah.
What about in football?
Well, yeah, right. In football, how do you score 6 points? By getting across
what line? Oh, by a touchdown.
Well, you get a touchdown by getting across what line?
The goal line.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same word that you were trying to think of with children's games, or was it something else, the goal?
No, I just wasn't...
Okay.
Couldn't tie that in.
Yeah. A lot of times you go out and you see a father and son in the park playing pitch and...
yeah.
What's the other half of pitch? Pitch and...
Catch.
Okay. And the father threw the ball to the boy, and sure enough, he...
Caught it.
Okay. If maybe you and a group are going out, and everybody else is ready but you, you say, well, I'll catch up later on.
Don't wait on me.
Okay. maybe you have this child, and the child has been told that he's going to get it if he does whatever it is one more time. But sure enough, he does it.